For kindergarten and first grade teachers, balancing a classroom with kids who didn't go to preschool and those who did can be a challenge. The skills gap often means many kids in early grades are relearning things instead of building on what they already know. WBUR's Kerry Young reports on a new type of curriculum that some elementary schools in Boston are trying out to address this challenge.
Do we all make it?
Yeah.
In Kelly Stevens' kindergarten classroom, each day begins with circle time for what sounds like a menu of lesson options.
Miss Stevens is calling friends to read at the green table. We're constructing boats. We are also constructing out of clay.
And what students Marco Carias Castellanos and Holden Free chose a writing activity today, but there's no worksheet in front of them. Instead, they're standing in front of wolf statues that they made out of blocks, and their assignment is to write labels for each of its parts.
I'm making an ear.
These play-based learning activities happening here at the Curtis Guild Elementary School in East Boston are an example of a new type of curriculum that Boston Public Schools has been rolling out over the last 5 years. For Stevens, the switch was a tough sell at first.
I used to be very regimented and structured. I didn't like the blocks because it was messy and it was loud.
But Stevens explains now, rather than telling all of her students where to go and what activities to do as one big group, she creates learning stations with small group activities that pull kids into learning through themes.
So there's themes right now is construction, and within that theme, they have read-alouds that we do. We do our guided reading. We have incorporated literacy.
Jason Sachs, BPS's Director of Early Childhood Education, explains the district is trying to push learning tactics that they know work well in preschool up into kindergarten, first, and second grade.
What we've done in Boston is really think about how do you rewrite a curriculum that will support what we know about young children but get them to a place they can be ready in third grade for the MCAS tests and other just learning in general.
But Sachs argues these small group and station-based lessons also allow kids to learn at their own pace. Because while Boston's goal is to make preschool, or what Sachs calls K-1, available to everyone, the city still has a wait list of at least 1,000 four-year-olds this year.
Who you have to teach to? You have to teach to the children who didn't have the K-1 experience. And so what we're trying to do is build a curriculum that's much more elastic.
That challenge, Sachs describes, is what many researchers believe might be behind what's known as the fade-out effect. While a lot of research can back up the social and emotional benefits of going to a high-quality preschool, there's also a lot of data that suggests when it comes to standardized test performance, kids who went to preschool are performing about the same as those who didn't by the time they hit third grade.
And that, of course, gets legislators and other funders quite concerned when you don't see children maintaining gains that they might have made in preschool.
Lori Connors-Tadros is a senior project director at the National Institute for Early Education Research. She says while academic outcomes don't paint the whole picture, it's still a significant factor, especially when return on investment can be important politically, which is why more districts across the country are also shifting their education investment focus beyond just that preschool year.
Boston, in particular, is leading the way because, again, their investment in high-quality pre-K, and their attention to what needs to happen in kindergarten through third grade to sustain those effects.
So are these changes in Boston actually making a difference? Well, we don't know just yet, but a group of researchers from the University of Michigan and Harvard are looking into that now with a new study following a class of kindergartners for the next 3 years. But until that wraps up, kindergarten teacher Kelly Stevens says, anecdotally at least, she's already seeing an impact.
I see significant changes in their oral language development at the kindergarten level.
Which is why she says undergoing what felt like a seismic shift in how she teaches was totally worth it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.
For more coverage of local education concerns, go to the Edify section of our website, wbur.org.